afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I am your host, Nate Redmond, and we are on the air, ready to go for another show. So, hey, it is fantastic to be here with you right here on 107.1 FM WWGH Radio. Well, hey, we are packed full of trivia. We are giving away a Wendy's gift card today at 4:55 this afternoon. A Wendy's gift card, that is what is on tap, okay? So you can look forward to that. All you need to do for a chance to win is give me a call and answer a trivia question at 740-383-9944, and I'll put you in a drawing for 4:55 this afternoon, and you will be signed up for a chance to win this Wendy's gift card. Okay, sound good? Well, I want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on 107.1 FM WWGH. Well, hey, our friends over at monntv.com are going to be running a contest, and it's a house decorating contest or business decorating contest to see who has the best Christmas lights. And they are looking for sponsors to get involved in this. And you can find out more information, I believe, at the website. I believe it is monntv.com that you can find out more information on this. And it's our buddy Zach Fuller that does the weather, and it's his contest. So it'll be a lot of fun. So check that out, monntv.com, if you'd like to be a sponsor for his contest or be a part of the Christmas lights contest. That'll be a lot of fun. Anybody know when is Santa Claus out at the mall yet? I haven't been out at the mall. My wife, I think, has been wanting to go to Bath and Body Works out there, so maybe we'll go out there tonight. But I'm just wondering if Santa Claus is out at the mall yet. If you know, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Let me know if Santa's out there. 4:16 is the time. So glad you decided to tune in right here on WWGH Radio. And it is time to get to the trivia questions and see if we can get some answers on the phone lines. Here's a couple I had left over from last week. Susan B. Anthony, the first woman to have her face on a circulating U.S. coin, fought for what? What did she fight for? What was she known for? Susan B. Anthony, the first woman to have her face on the circulating U.S. coin, was known for fighting for what? What is the protective hat worn by soldiers called? Or football players, as a matter of fact. That's a real easy one. What famous composer wrote his best works while totally deaf? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of those trivia questions, give me a call. I'll sign you up for a chance to win a $5 gift card to Wendy's. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. What wildcat hunts gazelles? What wildcat hunts gazelles? What product do you get when you shear a sheep? Easy one. What product do you get when you shear a sheep? Niagara Falls is one of the most popular tourist destinations in the USA and Canada. About how many people visit each year? Just give me a ballpark figure that you think. Niagara Falls is one of the most popular tourist destinations in the USA and Canada. About how many people visit each year? Niagara Falls is made up of three waterfalls, the American Falls, the Horseshoe Falls. What is the other falls that it is known for? What is the other falls that is known for? You got the American Falls, the Horseshoe Falls. What is the other falls known for? Got a phone call coming in already. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, you get wool from shearing a sheep.
Yes, you get wool from shearing a sheep. Have you ever had a wool coat?
No, never have.
I haven't either, but it's probably nice and warm, huh?
I figured it wouldn't be.
How are you today?
Oh, not doing too bad, I guess.
Not too bad for a Wednesday, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks for your call. I appreciate you listening out there. All right. We got you all signed up.
All righty.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. David Avery, one of our regular callers, phoning in today. And got him all signed up for the drawing there. If you'd like to be a part of the drawing too, 740-383-9944. Here comes another one. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm still hanging in here.
Good.
Hey, okay, listen up. I talked to Scott today when I went to get my ticket from last Wednesday, my gift card, and I guess you guys changed the rule again. Remember you had like a limit of 2 calls. Well, he said that anybody that wins a weekly drawing off of you or wins on the Charlie will have to wait the whole month to win again because too many people were getting on there repeating yourself, picking up the cards and whatever.
Oh, so, well, I did not know about that.
So, that's what he said. So, all I'm allowed to do is answer a question, and I have to wait for a month before I can enter a weekly drawing anymore.
Well, I was not aware of that rule. No, I didn't know anything about it.
Well, you better talk to him. That's what he put it to me. Now, I'm allowed.
Did you get to, did you get your gift card?
Yeah, I got it today.
Okay.
Now, I'm allowed when you're doing that monthly drawing for oil change or whatever, I can get into that for the monthly. But any other tickets, whatever, I got to wait a whole month.
Well, like I said,
getting too many people repeating winning from you and winning from Charlie, and so he was cutting back on it. So you better check with him to make sure.
Okay, I will do that, Bob.
All right.
Because I don't know anything about that. I'm going to go ahead and put you in the drawing today, okay?
All right.
Because that's news to me.
Well, that's what he was telling me, so you better check it out and make sure.
All right. Well, I do apologize for that, Bob. I did not know that.
Yeah, because I thought the way I said to him, that you guys are running 2 different shows, you know.
Yeah, my show, I provide the station does not purchase the gift cards. I purchase the gift cards for my own money unless I say otherwise. Occasionally the station will provide a gift card for me occasionally, but like today, it comes out of my own pocket. So I was always told that it was my show, my rules, but apparently that's changed. Apparently that's changed.
That's what I thought, that you ran your show the way it was, you know.
Right.
So, all right, well, I thought I'd give you a heads up.
Well, I appreciate that, Bob. I will find out as soon as I get off the air, okay?
All righty.
Okay, Bob. I appreciate that.
Okay. Have a good one.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
Yep.
Bye. All right. News to me. 740-383-9944. Give us a call if you know the answer to any of the trivia questions, and we will put you in the drawing, okay, for a chance to win. Let's see. 4:23 is the time. It's time for some offbeat news. Workers at a spa in China were shocked when a 10-foot python fell through the ceiling. An expert said it may have been there for up to 10 years. An employee at the spa in Foshan, Guangdong Province, reported hearing a loud noise November 12th and investigated to discover a large python had crashed into the business through the ceiling. Police and a reptile handler were summoned to the scene to capture the python, which was measured at about 10 feet long. The snake handler said it appeared the python had been living in the ceiling for some time, possibly up to 10 years. The expert said there are many restaurants in the area which attracted rats for the python to eat. Can you imagine? Crash, and then all of a sudden, a python 10 feet long right in front of you. That'd be enough to scare you to death. A United Arab Emirates family said they spent 153 days attempting a Guinness World Record for the world's largest handwritten Bible. Manoj Varghese, his wife Susan, and their children Karun and Krupa took turns copying the entire holy book onto A1 size paper, and Varghese said he took a total of about 153 days to finish the more than 1,500 pages. I would spend 12 to 15 hours every day meticulously writing out the Bible. My eyes would twitch and my hands would hurt, but in the process I found the Bible speaking to me, inspiring and guiding me. Susan Varghese, who handled 66 books of the Bible herself, told Golf News. The family said the book was examined by a surveyor and a graphologist as part of requirements set forth by Guinness. The family also took video record of the writing process for the record-keeping group. Well, that's pretty cool, copying down the entire Bible. That's pretty impressive. Copying it down by hand. I don't know about you, but even writing a letter, my hand starts to cramp up. So something like that would really get to you, I would think. I would think you'd have to take some breaks there to to be able to finish it up. An Oregon family's cat was found more than 1,200 miles away in New Mexico after disappearing 5 years earlier. The Santa Fe Animal Shelter said black cat Sasha was identified via microchip after being found recently wandering the streets of the city. The microchip revealed Sasha's family lived more than 1,200 miles away in Portland. Victor Yusoff, 31, said he was shocked to receive a call from the shelter telling him Sasha had been found. "I couldn't believe it," Yusoff said. "We thought the worst, but when we received the call, we were so thankful Sasha was alive and well." So 5 years later, Michigan, Oregon cat comes up in New Mexico. Occasionally you see these stories where cats and dogs are found miles and miles away. It just makes you wonder how in the world they got so far. My goodness. It is time for On This Day in History. In the year 1947, Britain's Princess Elizabeth married Philip Mountbatten, Duke of Edinburgh in Westminster Abbey. 1959, Britain, Norway, Portugal, Switzerland, Austria, Denmark, and Sweden met to create the European Free Trade Association. 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis ended. The Soviet Union removed its missiles and bombers from Cuba, and the U.S. ended its blockade of the island. 1962 as well, Mickey Mantle was named the American League Most Valuable Player for the third time. 1967, the census clock at the Department of Commerce in Washington, D.C., went past 200 million. 1969, the Nixon administration announced a halt to residential use of the pesticide DDT as part of a total phase-out of the substance. 1970, the majority in UN General Assembly voted to give China a seat, but two-thirds majority required for admission was not met. 1977, President Anwar Sadat became the first Arab leader to address Israel's parliament. 1980, on Jefferson Island, Louisiana, an oil rig in Lake Pignor pierced the top of the salt dome beneath the island. The freshwater lake completely drained within a few hours. The Delcambre Canal reversed flow, and 2 days later, the previous freshwater lake was a 1,300-foot-deep saltwater lake. And in 1983, an estimated 100 million people watched the controversial ABC TV movie The Day After. The movie depicted the outbreak of nuclear war. And that's what happened on this day in history, November the 20th. That's the day today. Already, as we march through the month of November, hey, it's time to take a quick break. We'll do that and come back. Feel free to email me anytime, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's my email address, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Feel free to send me anything, and we will be back after these words on 107.1 FM WWGH.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too, but after a while I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, and let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. That's the telephone number you need. What wildcat hunts gazelles? What wildcat hunts gazelles? Niagara Falls is one of the most popular tourist destinations in the USA and Canada. About how many people visit each year? Niagara Falls is one of the most popular tourist destinations in the USA and Canada. About how many people visit each year? Niagara Falls is made up of three waterfalls, the American Falls, the Horseshoe Falls. What is the other falls that Niagara Falls is known for? It's not one that is very common at all. You might have to get your Google out and check that one out. To be sure. Susan B. Anthony, the first woman to have her face on a circulating U.S. coin, fought for what? Susan B. Anthony, the first woman to have her face on a circulating U.S. coin, fought for what? What is the protective hat worn by soldiers called? What is the protective hat worn by soldiers called? What famous composer wrote his best works while totally deaf? What famous composer wrote his best works while totally deaf? 740-383-9944 is our phone number. If you know the answer to any of these trivia questions, call in and we'll sign you up for a chance to win a $5 gift card to Wendy's. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon, so give us a call. What is a shooting star made of? What is a shooting star made of? What formed the Grand Canyon? What formed the Grand Canyon? And what natural spectacle often happens during a volcanic eruption? Hi, we're on the air.
I'm going to try tonight.
Hey, yeah.
What serviceman wears a helmet.
Yeah, the serviceman wears a helmet. That's right.
Right. Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right.
All right. All right, I've got you down, Bob.
Alrighty.
Thank you, buddy, and sorry about earlier.
Well, I said check it out because I knew that you were buying, and I knew they were giving you something. So I don't know what his idea is.
Yeah, I'll have to find out.
Yep.
All right, Bob, thanks.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, give us a ring here if you've never called before or if you've called before. 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air. Not yet, we're not. Hi, we're on the air. Well, that one's not one to pick up. Try back. Didn't get your call there. 740-383-9944. For some reason, that one didn't want to pick up. Give us a call and answer a trivia question. Get signed up. Let's try this one. Hi, we're on the air. Nope. Nobody's there. Okay. Having some trouble connecting, I guess, there. Okay, I want to tell you about a place that sounds pretty cool here in Ohio. It's actually in Oroville, Ohio. It stands like a beacon in the middle of Ohio farm country. A tall, white, time-frame barn with giant kissing strawberries. Your mouth starts watering the minute you hit the parking lot. You've arrived at Simply Smucker's, the Oroville, Ohio flagship store, with its all-inclusive array of all things Smucker. Some 350 different jellies, jams, toppings, and more. It just has to be good. There's lots of other cool stuff as well. Kitchen gadgets, magnets, and clothing adorned with the trademark gingham, a 29-foot handcrafted apple press, a Pillsbury Doughboy cookie jar that begs to be stomped on, but hey, if you do that, you have to pay $50. It would hardly be a cheap thrill to do that, because when you open it, it makes that annoying trademark giggle. Pretty amazing, considering that Oroville resident J.M. Smucker's pressed cider, allegedly originating from plantings from none other than the Big Appleseed himself, Johnny. Smucker opened his mill in 1897, later expanding his offerings to apple butter, which he sold from the back of a horse-drawn wagon. He signed the lid of every crock, and four subsequent generations spread out to fruit and ice cream toppings, peanut butter, and Crisco. If it goes on with a knife, it's fair game. Today, the J.M. Smucker Company has more than 3,500 employees worldwide and distributes products in 45-plus countries. Simple Smucker's had a basic game plan. You walk in, grab a basket, and start sampling. Expect to spend a lot of time deciding whether you want fruit, butter, jam, jelly, low sugar, or sugar-free preserves, simply fruit, or even the squeeze bottle. It's a dizzying array of choices, and to their credit, the Smucker folks have included a lot of items for the folks with special dietary needs. There's also a peanut butter and jelly activity for the littlest customers. They start them young and keep them hooked on the gingham jar. Ice cream and other treats can be found at an old-time soda shop that is there as well. All in Orville, Ohio, the Smucker Store. Yes, indeed. You can get yourself probably hot fudge, strawberry, like they said, anything that goes on. It goes on with a knife or probably a spoon that you can find there. And that would be pretty neat to take a road trip there and check that one out. 4:39 is the time on this November the 20th. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. And it is time to head down the hallway, make a right, and have a seat. I have written on the board today our weird word of the week. And today's weird word is rhapsodic. Rhapsodic. R-H-A-P-S-O-D-I-C. R-H-A-P-S-O-D-I-C. Rhapsodic. It's an adjective, and the definition, extravagantly enthusiastic or ecstatic. Extravagantly enthusiastic or ecstatic is the definition. The origin of rhapsodic comes from the Greek word rhapsodikos and dates back to 1750 to 1755. So another old word this week, rhapsodic. You can add that, try dropping that into your conversation. Extravagantly enthusiastic or ecstatic is what it means. I guess you are very rhapsodic for Thanksgiving. Maybe that would work, right? I don't know if that sounds quite right, but hey, it's an adjective and it's using for describing Thanksgiving. So rhapsodic. You are rhapsodic Thanksgiving. Or maybe you're going to have a rhapsodic Thanksgiving. Maybe that would be more proper for sure. But anyhow, that is our weird word of the week for this week here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Let's get back to it. Find out if we can get some more trivia questions answered. Susan B. Anthony, the first woman to have her face on a circulating U.S. coin, fought for what? Susan B. Anthony, the first woman to have her face on a circulating U.S. coin, fought for what? What famous composer wrote his best works while totally deaf? What famous composer wrote his best works while totally deaf? What wildcat hunts gazelles? What wildcat hunts gazelles? Niagara Falls is one of the most popular tourist destinations in the USA and Canada. About how many people visit each year? Just give me a ballpark figure. It's in the millions. Niagara Falls is one of the most popular tourist destinations in the USA and Canada. About how many people visit each year? Niagara Falls is made up of three waterfalls, the American Falls, Horseshoe Falls, and what is the other falls that they're known for? Niagara Falls is made up of three waterfalls, the American Falls, Horseshoe Falls, and what is the third falls that is known for? What is a shooting star made of? What is a shooting star made of? What formed the Grand Canyon? What formed the Grand Canyon? What natural spectacle often happens during a volcanic eruption? 740-383-9944. Call now and get signed up for a chance to win this Wendy's gift card. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. What natural spectacle often happens during a volcanic eruption? What natural spectacle often happens during a volcanic eruption? And what color is not in a rainbow? What color is not in a rainbow? If you know the answer to any of those trivia questions that we have on the table, give us a buzz here at 740-383-9944. It's been pretty quiet today, so if you're out there and want to give us a call, go ahead and do so. We would love to take your call here and get you signed up for the drawing. I know you're out there, so hey, give us a ring here at the station and give a shot at the trivia questions. Next week, we're going to do something a little different. It's called Talking Turkey. I've had my nieces and nephews color pictures of turkeys, and we're going to put those turkeys in different envelopes. In those envelopes will be different prizes. So when you call in, you'll call and we will assign you a number, and then we will open that envelope for you and find out what the prize is. And you have one pass. You can pass and choose a different envelope, but once you pass, you have to take what you get the second time. So you may pass, but once you pass, you're stuck with it. And we might have a couple of zonks in there that aren't worth much or are just a little bit goofy gifts. So that's what we're going to be doing next week, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. All right, it's time for another break, so thanks for listening. You are tuned in to Offbeat News and Trivia. My name is Nate Redmond, and Air Chair 1, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com is my email. We'll be back after these words.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
This is Scott Spears, and today we're going to look back at a very special piece of audio footage that I hope you're going to enjoy. I've only produced one radio documentary in my life, and that is on my friend, Matt.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
It is time for Ladies' Corner. And I have a recipe that sounds pretty good today. Frosted Cranberry Oatmeal Cookies. You can find this on Facebook by searching Radio Nate. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook and Frosted Cranberry Oatmeal Cookies will pop up. And the picture up there looks delicious, so you can check that out. Here's what you need. 1/2 cup dried cranberries divided. 1/2 cup golden raisins divided, 1/2 cup coarsely chopped walnuts divided, 1 package 16.5 ounces refrigerated sliceable sugar cookies, 1/2 cup old fashioned or quick cooking oats, 1/4 cup of milk, 1 container 16 ounces ready to spread vanilla frosting, 1 cup thawed Cool Whip whipped topping. And here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 350 degrees. Reserve 1 tablespoon each cranberries, raisins, and nuts. Place cookie dough in large bowl. Add oats, milk, and remaining cranberries, raisins, and nuts. Mix well. Drop tablespoonfuls of dough 2 inches apart onto baking sheets sprayed with cooking spray. Bake 10 to 14 minutes or until lightly browned. Cool on baking sheet 5 minutes. Remove to wire racks. Cool completely. Spoon frosting into medium bowl. Add Cool Whip. Whisk until blended. Spread onto cookies. Top with reserved cranberries, raisins, and nuts. And again, you can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook, and the page will pop up, and you can click on the link. It'll take you there, and the recipe will be there along with a picture that'll make your mouth water. So cranberry oatmeal cookies, frosted cranberry oatmeal cookies, and might be something good for you to make for the holidays. Part two of Ladies' Corner. Here's 5 bedtime snacks for weight loss. Do you get the bedtime munchies like us? I do very poorly at munching at bedtime, and I'm even worse because I get up and have a midnight snack. Peanut butter and crackers or whatever I can find, and that's very bad. String cheese. 1 serving of this snack contains filling protein and fat, so you are satisfied. A bowl of cereal. Corn or bran flakes that's easy to digest and gives you 200 calories or less. Non-fat Greek yogurt. Helps calm your stomach, so you're less likely to wake up with heartburn. Instead, get a good night's sleep. 2 slices of white turkey meat. Turkey is loaded with sleep-inducing tryptophan. An apple with a spoonful of peanut butter. Apples have fiber, and the protein in the peanut butter fills you up. So there's 5 bedtime snacks for weight loss. In case you get the munchies at bedtime, that's what's suggested by health professionals. And so there you go. All right. Let's see if we can get another phone call in here. Your chances to win are good. We just got a couple people in the drawing. So your chance to win a $5 Wendy's gift card here at 4:55. The odds are very good. So give me a call and answer a trivia question. Get signed up for a chance to win. 740-383-9944. Here's one coming in now. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Good.
The Canadian Falls is the third falls, right?
Let's see here. Which one did I have?
American, the Horseshoe, and the Canadian.
Yeah, American, right? Horseshoe, and Canadian.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. How are you doing today, Ernie?
I'm doing well. How are
good.
You, Nate?
I'm doing good. Are you getting ready for Thanksgiving yet?
Oh, not quite.
Not quite?
I just came in from raking leaves.
Oh, yes. Yep. Do you have a... Are you at a place where you can rake them to the road and they pick them up for you?
Yeah,
or you
but I've been bagging, so it's about as easy. And then I never know when the leaf sucker is going to come around it.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, so
bagging them all up, that's a hard job.
Yeah, but they compact into a pretty small area compared if you just pile them up out your tree lawn,
right?
And they'll pick them up once a week for sure then.
Yeah Well, good job. Hey,
right.
That's more than what I've been doing. All right, well,
thanks,
we got
Nate.
You all signed up.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, our buddy Ernie Brees checking in here at Offbeat News and Trivia. We've got just a few minutes left until the drawing. So, Wildcats, what Wildcats hunt gazelles? Can you tell me that? Susan B. Anthony, the first woman to have her face on a circulating U.S. coin. What was she known for? She fought for what? Susan B. Anthony, the first woman to have her face on a circulating U.S. coin, fought for what? What famous composer wrote his best works while totally deaf? What famous composer wrote his best works while totally deaf? What is a shooting star made of? What is a shooting star made of? 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, I know I like more than two, but excuse me.
Oh, this is only your second one to answer.
Right, but since nobody's calling in, you're looking for a glacier for the Grand Canyon.
Yep, looking for the glacier for the Grand Canyon. Yes, sir.
And since Susan B. Anthony was held over, she fought for women's rights.
Yes, she fought for women's rights. That is correct.
Right. Gotta get some of them off of there, boys.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, we got a few seconds left. Give us a call if you happen to know the answer to any of these trivia questions. 740-383-9944 is our phone number. And you can get in here and get signed up for a chance to win. I'm looking for the Grand Canyon one that I had so I can cross that off. Let's see here. There it is. All right. We got that one answered. Okay. Any takers? What is a shooting star made of? What natural spectacle often happens during a volcanic eruption? And what color is not in a rainbow? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer, we'll get you signed up for this Wendy's gift card. It is now 4:55, and we will mix up the few that we've got here, and appreciate our regulars calling in, and it's always good to hear from all of you out there. Appreciate you calling in, and our regulars that keep the phone lines ringing here. All right. And the winner today for the $5 gift card to Wendy's is David Avery. David Avery, congratulations, David. We will hold that for you. And by the way, prize pickup, you can get those picked up here at the radio station. We are at the corner of Center and Prospect Streets in the Ohio Health Building. Take the elevator to the second floor, and we are at the end of the hallway. And the pickup times are Wednesday through Friday from 10 until 1. Wednesday through Friday from 10 until 1 is when you can pick those up. All right. So congratulations, David Avery, and thanks to Bob for calling. Thanks to Ernie Brees for calling. And thanks to David Avery for calling. So, hey, little low on the call volume today, but that's okay. You can't get them all every week. Next week, we're going to be doing Talking Turkey. And again, I've had my nieces and nephews collar pictures of turkeys. And those will go into an envelope. And the envelopes will be marked with a number. And in those envelopes will be a gift card or maybe a T-shirt. Of course, you can't fit a T-shirt in an envelope, but it'll be representative for the T-shirt. And we'll be giving stuff away for probably the first seven callers, say, for instance, next week. So we'll be giving away lots of prizes next week, so you'll want to tune in. And you call in and answer a trivia question, and we will assign you a number, open that envelope for you, tell you what you won, and you can have one pass. But once you pass, you have to take the second item. And there may be a zonk in there, something that's not worth much, and so you may end up with that. So you just never know. So that's what we'll be doing. Talking Turkey next week. 4:15 to 5 o'clock right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. We've got a couple minutes left. I'll see if I can get an offbeat news story mentioned. A Scottish artist created a 4,520-square-foot drawing of black and white flowers in under 12 hours to break a Guinness World Record. Johanna Basford, 36, known for her wildlife and floral illustrations in adult-oriented coloring books, visited her old school, Ellen Academy, and took over the gym for her drawing project. Guinness reps confirmed Basford's drawing measured 4,520 square feet, beat the previous record set by Aman Singh for the largest drawing by an individual. Wow, that is some drawing for sure. I wish I could draw. I'm not very good. I can draw a little bit more of a stick figure. I can draw a person and you can recognize it, but it's not very good. I did some painting one time. One time I did a fairly decent painting of the ocean. It wasn't bad. I've got it hanging in my house. I got some products from Hobby Lobby and painted them up. But I'm not a good drawer or a good painter. But, yes, occasionally I'll give it a shot. It is quitting time. Thanks for listening to Offbeat News and Trivia on this November the 20th. And we will be back next week from 4:15 to 5 o'clock with more. And like I said, we'll be doing that talking turkey. And that should be a lot of fun. So that'll be next week for you right here on 107.1 FM, WWGH. Have a pleasant evening, everyone. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
And got back into radio, and now I'm doing some syndicated shows for Ducks Unlimited and for the Toyota Motor Company.
You got a commercial in there, and you weren't authorized.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Madge, we got the first little portable recorders. Remember those? And I still got mine.
Madge used to put hers in front of the microphone to play it.
Yes, yes.
You brought it back from New York, didn't you?
I need a mic.
There you go.
Sometimes they worked and sometimes they didn't. I got that trip to New York. Interviewing a Paris designer, and they said, well, you know, you can't work this anywhere up here. You have